For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Well, Anthony, you went back down to the Big Apple and ate lunch?
A couple of luncheons. It's the awards season, and there are various events leading up to the Tonys, which are in the first week of June.
Right.
And so the new dramatist luncheon, the Drama League, and this is the time of year when everyone on Broadway gets trotted out to campaign for a Tony.
Hmm.
So you'll be at a luncheon, and in attendance will be Kristen Chenoweth and Judy Kuhn and Cheetah Rivera and Renee Fleming and Helen Mirren, Cherry Jones. It's rather remarkable. Everyone is there milling about, posing for photographs, glad-handing the people of Broadway.
Did you get any selfies?
No. I do take those pictures in the Stage Fright column in Art Voice, so I have had to approach a number of people. May I take your picture? They're really ruthless at those events, though. They're the professional Broadway photographers who, you know, the elbow in someone's face to get someone else's picture. It's quite astonishing to see. I imagine Hollywood is even worse.
But you had a good time.
Yes, and Broadway is fairly civilized, and you get lunch, and so that's...
And you get to meet some of our faves. Well, the Tonys, that's so far down in June, but everyone's talking about Monday night, June 1st, the 25th Annual Artie Awards. It's a chance for everyone in Buffalo to celebrate some local theater, and it's being held at 710 Main. I have to ask, have you been to every one of the 25, or up to now 24 Artie Awards?
I'm much too young to have been to them all. In fact, I founded them. Yes, I have hosted every one of
in
the 25.
In second grade.
Right, something like that. And we started at Garvey's Restaurant on Pearl Street. Do you remember Garvey's many
years
ago?
I remember the name.
Over the years, it's been at the Tralph. It was at Jim Kelly's. It's been at the Town Ballroom.
Sure.
And for the 25th, we thought, well, let's do something more gracious, more elegant, and we're doing it at 710 Main, former Studio Arena Theater, and we're trying to amp up the elements that people have come to expect of the Artie Awards, the red carpet, the fabulous wardrobe, and the event itself. So for the 25th year, the nominations are just out this week. It's a big theater community event, an opportunity for the show folk to get together and just celebrate.
Well, it's obviously for the show folk, but everyone's invited. The bar opens at 7 o'clock. The award show starts at 8, and it's for a good cause.
It is. It's for the Immunodeficiency Clinic at ECMC. Since almost the beginning, it has raised funds for various HIV/AIDS-related causes.
I guess there'll be a couple of career achievement awards. That'll be fun.
They are, and this year we chose two of individuals who are associated with the event itself and the Art Voice newspaper, Javier Bustillos and Michael Hake. Javier is the Stage Fright columnist and the founder of Buffalo United Artists, Michael Hake, who has music directed the Arties for the past several years.
And he'll be there tickling the ivories.
He will. Ivories this time. That's a nice
really?
Thing about 710 Main, you know, that you get a real piano.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that. As you know, I really have a strong dislike for electronic pianos.
An aversion. I think you have an aversion, yes.
Aversion?
If you do come to the Arties, Michael Hake on an actual piano, and he's delightful. I've enjoyed doing the show with him. Just unflappable, rises to the occasion, full of humor, and just keeps it running very, very smoothly.
Well, there are a number of ongoing plays that we've discussed over the past several weeks. Upcoming at Shays is the Book of Mormon. It's coming back, I believe, for the second time. I saw it once before. I'm going to see it again. It's hilarious, I think. Very funny. Even Mormons love it.
I think people who don't love it are unprepared for the rawness of the humor. I think that, you know, be forewarned. It's rather biting humor, and some of it rather explicit. But, you know, for those of us who are so lowbrow as to love that sort of thing.
Yes, that's what we always think when we see you.
Right.
And then mark your calendar. Monday night, June 1st, 7 o'clock, the bar opens. 8 o'clock, it's showtime for the Artie Awards at, for the first time ever, the 710 Main, formerly Studio Arena Theater, the Artie Awards 2015. You can read all about it, I guess, in Art Voice.
And on various people's Facebook pages by now, I'm guessing.
It's for a good cause, so join everyone.
They have $15 for general admission, $10 for students.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.